Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of us are well aware of slavery's history in the United States. But did you know that elsewhere in the Western Hemisphere, the practice survived decades beyond the American Civil War? Christopher Schmidt Noara, professor of history and the Prince of Asturias Chair in Spanish Culture and Civilization at Tufts University, explains how Latin American countries finally brought the practice to a close.
The last Latin American countries to abolish slavery were Cuba in 1886 and Brazil in 1888, more than 20 years after emancipation in the United States. As in the U.S. South, slavery experienced resurgence in Cuba and Brazil in the 19th century. Cotton in the U.S., sugar in Cuba, and coffee in Brazil were the slave-worked commodities that found markets in the industrializing global economy. But these societies differed from the U.S. because they relied on the transatlantic slave trade. Slavers carried more than 2.7 million African captives to Brazil and Cuba until the suppression of the traffic in the 1850s and 1860s. How did slavery finally come to an end? Warfare was a decisive factor in weakening it throughout Latin America. The Spanish-American revolutions, which led to the independence of Mexico, Central America, and much of South America in the 1820s, saw the involvement of enslaved men and women in the military struggles. One of the hard-won trade-offs for their service was freedom for themselves, and often their families. Upon achieving independence, the new republics passed gradual abolition laws that slowly brought slavery's extinction. Cuba remained a Spanish colony but experienced its own independence war beginning in 1868. Once again, slaves took part in the struggles and claimed their freedom. In contrast, Brazil was an independent monarchy ruled by planters. Its war against Paraguay in the 1860s involved thousands of enslaved soldiers and provoked doubts about Brazilian slavery's future. By the 1880s, a radical abolitionist movement spread throughout Brazil, encouraging slaves to flee plantations. Mass civil disobedience forced the government's hand, bringing emancipation to Latin America's last and largest slave society.
That was Christopher Schmidt Noara of Tufts University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.